This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's more news this week on human cloning and stem cells. Scientists say they have succeeded in cloning a human embryo and growing it up to the size of 16 cells. They are not trying to grow a human being. Rather, this is an effort to harvest embryonic stem cells for treating diseases. These same scientists say the other work they're doing in coaxing non-fertilized eggs to grow may pay much better dividends in creating these stem cells. Joining us to talk about these developments is Ira Flatow. He's host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest here. Ira, what is this about cloning a human embryo?
Well, this is the news that's been getting most of the attention this week. Dr. Robert Lanza and his colleagues at Advanced Cell Technology in Massachusetts, they've been doing these experiments over the years, and they first published their work back in 2001. And that is to get an embryo to develop in the laboratory. And as you say, they're not trying to grow human beings here. They're trying to get the embryos to grow big enough so that they can harvest these embryonic stem cells. And as you say, they've gotten this the embryo up to size of 16 cells, just about the size where they can begin taking these stem cells from.
So this must be a pretty significant development.
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, stem cells can be used theoretically to cure all kinds of diseases, from diabetes to heart disease, bone marrow, brain diseases, you just about name it. But what's really important is that the lab is making greater headway in harvesting stem cells from a totally different method. They don't use fertilized eggs. They use unfertilized eggs, something called parthenogenesis. You may remember from Bio 101 that animals like frogs, they don't need to reproduce sexually. They can just do it with an unfertilized egg.
That's right. Well, they sort of can grow themselves out of...
That's right. They don't need sex to do it, so to speak.
Wow.
Well, this is interesting. In this laboratory, they have shown over the years that they can coax an unfertilized egg into growing and doubling and doubling and doubling until they can get, in fact, they did this at 8 out of 10 eggs, to grow into something called a blastocyte that's 100 cells big. And now that you've got something this big at this point, there's an abundance of stem cells that they can harvest from this.
This sounds like a pretty important development for policymakers, because the argument about stem cells has been you can't start a human embryo, you can't harvest anything from a human embryo because it brings up kinds of potential human life questions that are so difficult for us morally and politically that this line of medical research is having a very difficult time getting going.
That's right. And because this is an unfertilized egg, it does away, in a lot of people's minds, with that moral or religious problem they have with harvesting stem cells, because this egg has never been shown to, in any laboratory experiment, to be able to grow into a person or a cow or a chicken or something like that. And so it does away with that problem of fertilization. In fact, it offers other advantages because these stem cells are much easier to grow, and because they have only one parent, they don't offer as much of a threat of being rejected by people who could use them. And in fact, Lanza says he could probably satisfy the treatment of the entire U.S., the whole country, with just 40 stem cell lines that are produced from this parthenogenesis type, whereas it might take over 7 million lines if we use those normal clone cells. So it is very important.
Ira, how close is this to actually becoming a reality so that people could start investigating, really seriously investigating the use of stem cells and really potentially evolve treatments?
Well, so far, this research has been very successful in laboratory monkeys. Lanza told me that he has petri dishes filled with stem cells that have turned into all kinds of different tissues, heart cells, nerve cells. He says, you know, you can see a beating petri dish of heart cells sitting there right in the laboratory in monkeys, as I say. But no human trials are ready yet. You have to get clearance. You have to go through a panel. You have to get, you know, it has to be totally peer-reviewed before you even can think about doing human trials. But they may be not so far away in the future.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, doesn't it? Well, we'll have to see how it works because, you know, as everything in real life, it looks great on paper, or in this case in the laboratory, and we'll have to see how it really works if and when they try it on people. So stay tuned.
Ira Flatow is the host of NPR's Science Friday and a Thursday guest here. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.